This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Hillary Clinton said this. She says, Americans don't deserve to have Donald Trump as president. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hillary Clinton needs to just shut her big fat mouth. Wow. And what's funny, you could take that a couple of ways. They don't deserve to have Donald Trump. He's too good. That's what they said about Barack Obama. Can you believe this? Chris Matthews actually said, he may be too good for us. See if you can find that clip for us. Because people will think I'm kidding when I say that. They'll think I'm joking. Chris Matthews said Obama may be too good for America. But Hillary Clinton doesn't mean it as a compliment. She says, I would have to say, no, we did not deserve that. I'm reading this. It says the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee said with a laugh Saturday at an event in Mumbai, India, when asked by India Today editor Arun Puri about Trump and saying that countries deserve the governments they get. He ran the first reality TV campaign, and he was the first reality TV candidate, Clinton said of her one-time White House opponent. If you watch reality TV, you know what it means, that the person who is the most outrageous, the person who says the most politically correct, incorrect things, the person who's insulting and attacking drives big ratings. Hey, and the person who gets into the office and becomes a rock star? How about that, Hills? Hillary Clinton. See, this is where I come back to Donald Trump. One of the biggest mistakes he's made is he let Hillary off the hook. Now, he may be letting things play out or whatever else. Hillary Clinton should have her butt in prison. When I finish reading what she said about Trump here, you guys are going to agree with me. I mean, you probably already agree. Anyway, I'm glad you folks are here. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Liz Mattery will be hosting again soon. You guys seem to like her. Liz is a great lady. And I'm happy that she's become part of our team of sorts. And I'm going to have her. And I want to bring on other guest hosts, people that I want you to get to know, people that can bring an interesting perspective to things that we probably – I mean, I think I do a pretty good job. But, you know, there are people out there with points of views that are just as good, sometimes better – rarely, but sometimes better than mine. And I wanted to introduce you to them. And hopefully you can support their efforts as well. Oh, man, I'm watching, you know, I'm not vindictive. If I had beaten Hillary, I still would have got, I wouldn't have cut Hillary slack, and here's why. The American people, the public, needs to feel good about government again. And Hillary Clinton's a crook. Saucier, who just got pardoned by Donald Trump for what he did by taking a picture on a submarine, and he has to serve prison time, and Hillary's done far worse and done nothing. The American public need to see that we are willing to take care of there's nobody above the law. Saucier did what he was supposed to do. He's a low-level grunt. Now, if you work on a nuclear sub, I'm going to tell you something. You got to be sharp. When I say he's a low-level grunt, I don't mean he's a bad guy. Everybody is important. Everybody's job, everybody's role is important. From the janitor of the hospital to the head surgeon of the hospital. As far as I'm concerned, they're equally important. The janitor doesn't do his job right. The surgeon probably doesn't have the success rate that he would need to have. So we're all important. And we need to feel that way. It's funny. We put so much emphasis in society on, oh, well, he's a doctor, or she's a lawyer, or, you know, he's some big bad athlete or an actor or whatever. And we minimalize, we marginalize other things that are just as important. We don't make Americans feel like they're part of the system. There's the elites that, you know, we all aspire to. I was staying at the Beverly Wilshire in L.A. when I went out there last weekend. And there's two Lamborghinis parked right in front And I mean, you got to understand, there were a host of beautiful cars, but you were just drawn to these Lamborghinis, particularly the latest one. Took a picture of it. And it belonged to the Prince of Qatar. Father is the King of Qatar. He flies in. Yet the guy says, Kevin, those are two of his cars. He's got a Bugatti underneath. By the way, it was parked up on the morning that I left. It was parked up top. The others, the Lamborghinis, were down in the basement. And they had a Mercedes that was tricked out. It was stunning. The day before, when I came back in the evening, they had a Porsche. And it's funny. You're walking around this hotel where everybody's made of money. And you just get a sense of how entitled these people feel. So anyway, here's the point. The driver who drove me over to Fox, black dude, I talked about him earlier. When we were coming back, I said, hey, I want to get some food because it's too far to, I'm not going to eat at the hotel. It's just too expensive. And I said, but it's too far to walk. So I saw a restaurant. I said, hey, can you pull over there? I'm going to get something to eat. He said, sure. I got out of the car. I said, would you like something? No, it's okay. I said, look, it's my treat. Would you like something? He goes, well, yeah. If you don't mind, give me blankety blank. So I said, okay. Went in, got him the food. You know, it took about 10 minutes. He waited. Came back out. And he says, man, I appreciate that. He goes, a lot of people, they don't do that kind of thing, Kevin. And I said, what are you talking about? So he goes on to tell me about the people that he's picked up and how they just ignore him. He goes, Kevin, I'm invisible to these people. And I went, man, everybody's got a story. It's an interesting story, too. You've got something to impart on me. See, we've lost that. When I was a kid, I grew up, I wanted to go talk to older people. Because they would see something in me and go, yeah, boy, you remind me of when I was such and such. And they would tell you a story about themselves for you. And I would always get the message out of it. You know, what they wanted me to learn from it. We've lost that. And what Trump should have done with Hillary Clinton is make sure that everybody in America know whatever your story is, from the most menial job you may think you have to the president of the United States, I'm going to make sure you count. And when he let Saucier go, when he said to Saucier, I'm commuting your sentence, you've served your time, you're done, he said to the lowest level person, and I'm not saying Saucier is low level, but he said, I care about you. If he'd gotten Hillary, if we had her in our scopes right now, and I hope he does, he'd be saying, not only do I care about you, I'm going to show you that government is going to be fair. Now, I think Hillary gets her justice, and she's not going to like it. She can be over in Mumbai talking about whatever she wants, delaying the inevitable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You can't always get what you want. Dun, dun, dun. But if you try sometimes, you get what you need. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was thinking about what Hillary Clinton said. We talked about it last segment, but I didn't get to finish. Hillary Clinton says Americans don't deserve Donald Trump. Now, you would think that's a compliment. Oh, did we ever get that clip? You got that clip?
That anti-colonial attitude is funny. Based upon the rhetoric, you think the president was a radical lefty and not the center-left politician he actually is based on the record. But then the people care on the right about reality. Keith Ellison is a Democratic congressman from Minnesota. Eugene Robinson is a columnist for the Washington Post. He's also, of course, an MSNBC analyst. I want to start with Congressman Ellison. You've been victim yourself of some of this crapola. But this crazy Yahoo talk, do you think the people who push this stuff, this malarkey over and over again, the guy somehow... This guy's done everything right. He's raised his family right. He's fought his way all the way to the top of the Harvard Law Review in a blind test, becomes head of the review, the top editor there. Everything he's done is clean as a whistle. He's never not only broken any law, he's never done anything wrong. He's the perfect father, the perfect husband, the perfect American. And all they do is trash the guy. And it's impossible for me to believe they would have said the same thing about a Walter Mondale or a Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton. There's an ethnic piece to this. It's very hard to nail it down because they always cover it in ideology. But I've never heard anybody in this country call his opponent regularly anti-American or non-American.
Tris Matthews saying Obama's perfect. Wow. But there was a clip where they said something about we didn't deserve him. I thought you could find that. I thought you were better. I thought you could find. He says we don't deserve Barack Obama. Something like that. I swear that's true. You know, look again.
I shook hands with, hugged, and kissed
Kevin Jackson.
You know, going back to the idea of this administration, because, you know, in second terms you get into trouble. You start promoting deputies to principal positions, and you're surrounded with staff people, therefore sycophants. And we all know how that works. You need people around you, a strong government led by a strong chief of staff, that you can crack the whip. And this is why it's important to voters. When you go in that voting booth, you only get one vote. In fact, it's not a free will, it's a free choice. You get usually to choose between two candidates. You pick Romney, you pick Obama. When you pick Obama, you want to know that the steering wheel that you just turned to the left a little bit, you want that to matter. That means you want that president you voted for to run things. That's the only power you have as a citizen. Pick the person you want to run things, and then they run them. For anybody to run around in Washington and say, well, we don't run the IRS, or we can't control the Justice Department, and I'm recusing myself, and I'm recusing it. Everybody's saying the steering wheel doesn't control the car anymore. The voter out there says, wait a minute, I voted. I want the person I voted for to be in charge so I can vote against him or her next time. That's the only power I have. And you're telling me I don't have it because you don't have it. And that's going to really bug people,
right?
Especially people that care about government doing a good job.
All right. Enough. You didn't find it. Anyway, what was interesting about that last one you found, which was, I'll give you some credit, it was Chris Matthews essentially saying that Barack Obama can run his Justice Department and all these different things any way he wants. And this is when Obama was embroiled in all the scandals, VA, IRS, Benghazi, etc. And he's essentially giving him the olive branch. He's saying, get out of jail free. I wonder if Chris Matthews feels the same about Donald Trump when it comes to any of that stuff. Just interesting to me. Anyway, I want to go back to what Hillary Clinton says. So she says, because we can't find, there's a clip of somebody saying that America doesn't deserve Barack Obama. He's too good for us. He transcends us. And it was Chris Matthews. I know it. I remember it. But Hillary Clinton wasn't being complimentary of Donald Trump when she says Americans don't deserve to have him as president. She says we did not deserve that. Maybe she's right in the sense that we didn't deserve it because we had screwed up so badly with Barack Obama that why would God give us another chance? We didn't deserve it. She didn't liken him to a reality TV guy who caused such a stir that, you know, that's the reason why he won. He caused a stir. So now she's got a new excuse. Anyway, I want to continue on with this article. It says, reflecting on the second presidential debate in 2016 between her and Trump, in which the former real estate mogul could be seen looming behind her, Clinton said, he was stalking me. It was meant to unnerve me, of course, because he's a large man. Ooh. See, there goes that word. He's a large man. What if he'd been a large woman? She says, I think most voters want a president who keeps her cool, who's calm and composed, and doesn't get thrown off her game or upset. Or get angry, or heaven forbid, emotional. So I'm not going to respond. Clinton said she determined in that moment. If people were looking for a reality TV campaign, maybe I should have just given them more entertainment, she said. Oh, you gave us plenty. Think about everything Hillary Clinton gave us. DNC cheating, getting the notes, getting the questions in advance on a debate against a guy who she claims is stupid, right? Then cheating Bernie, running the DNC like it was her own personal organization, cheating Bernie. I mean, Hillary Clinton, then I'm going to tell you, was it reality TV and she almost passed out on the... Oh, my goodness. I still think about when those two Secret Service people were trying to hold her up. That video is priceless. It did so well. This is back when Facebook would let you get stuff out. It did so well, it was crazy. It was one of my favorite videos. Anyway, here's what she says. I'm the mother who says, eat your spinach. You'll grow up strong. And somebody else is saying, eat all the fast foods and ice cream you can possibly stick in your mouth, Clinton exclaimed. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, wait a minute. Maybe I'm running a campaign that is like the other campaigns I've ever been a part of, and he's doing something entirely different, which is a reality TV campaign. Now, Van Jones said that. He said that about her. But here's where it gets really interesting. She says it's fascinating and something I think will come to a democracy near you at some point. Clinton commented on Trump's relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that for people to understand their relationship, they just have to, here it comes, follow the money. She was asked about the relationship. She says, Trump does have an affinity for dictators. He really likes their authoritarian posturing and behavior. Now, what's funny about all of this? Hillary Clinton has just exposed herself. She's telling you exactly what her issues are. She's explaining to you why she didn't get elected. Hillary Clinton, reality show joke. Oh, don't make no mistake about it. Politics became a reality show, no doubt. It's inevitable. We've changed the way we look at things now. That's part of the evolution of the process. But Hillary Clinton told off on herself. And now she wants people to believe that Donald Trump's the one that we need to follow the money on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Tweets and signs. I want to cover some things that when I got back, I decided I love looking at the tweets. I just do. You folks are so creative. Why wouldn't I? Speaking of which, let's start with President Trump's tweet. It says, from Bush 1 to the present, our country has lost more than 55,000 factories, 6 million manufacturing jobs, and accumulated trade deficits of more than $12 trillion. This is last year we had a trade deficit of almost $800 billion. Now, I don't know if that number is correct. I've seen 570. But the other numbers are staggering. Lost more than 55,000 factories, 6 million manufacturing jobs, and trade deficits of $12 trillion. That's just from the time of Bush 1. That's amazing. Staggering statistics. Should be scary to most people. And what's funny, the left, instead of focusing on the idea of Donald Trump bringing all this back, the big news for them is a porn star that Donald Trump may or may not have slept with that I'll tell you something, I don't care about. I'll tell you, the majority of Americans don't care about. The majority of the evangelical Americans don't even care about it. And it's not because we don't see it as a potential sin or whatever. That's not what Donald Trump was elected for. See, they want us to fall into that trap of, oh my goodness, look at there. There are those sanctimonious. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. We're no longer those sanctimonious conservatives. You know, Bible thumping. I don't know about you guys, but over the weekend, yeah, all I did was have Bible studies at the Beverly Wilshire. When I was, there to do my Fox hit. When the limo driver drove up, you know, I had my Bible with me. Now, look, I'm not mocking those people that do. In fact, I admire them. I watched the guy one time at the airport, and he was reading, not only reading the Bible, he was highlighting and studying. And you could tell he wasn't in theology class. He was just wanting a better understanding. I admired him. Now, there are leftists, they would mock him. They would be like, look at that guy. Look at what he's doing. And what was funny, he wasn't looking up to see who was paying attention or whatever else. He was absorbed. I think it's great. By the way, I'm going to do a quick shout out. If you get a chance to get what's called a learning Bible, it'll be fascinating to you. It tells you why the books are written the way they are, who wrote them, and why. It gives you the history. It's like learning history in school, which is the way you get taught the Bible in church, versus learning it on TV through the History Channel. It's just so eye-opening and interactive. I would love to see a Bible that was interactive, you know, maybe there's one that exists already, on the internet, and it would take you to the places and show you the actual locations and things like that. How would that be for a study guide? Talk about beautiful history, man. My brother's got a PhD in theology, and every time we talk, I swear, I'm just like, ooh, just mesmerized at what he knows about the Bible and how you apply it to today. Anyway, another tweet. Stonewall Jackson, he said this. I have an uncle who's a big liberal, hated Trump since the beginning. I just talked to him and he blew my mind. He said that he was so impressed with Trump, with the economy, and North Korea, and says that Trump is the most brilliant person he's ever seen and he might vote for him in 2020. Now, what's so telling about that is that after the guy makes his transition, he still says he might vote for him in 2020. He probably will. But here's what I want to tell you about it. We're talking about a liberal who hated Trump, who says to the person who's a pro-Trump guy, I know Stonewall, the guy I'm talking about, that's his Twitter handle. He says to a pro-Trump guy, I have to admit to you, I like this guy. I like him enough to consider. Now, we're talking about somebody that's probably pinging over to far left. He may not be Antifa, BLM left, but he's a big time lefty. And now he's right of center. You consider how many people feel that way as we contemplate 2018 November. Yeah. Bring it, lefties. I was on TV the other day. I said, I don't care what anybody tells you, folks. I don't care how much media you hear about it. I don't care what polls they give you. You can disregard. This year in November will be a bloodbath for the left. Not only are they not going to gain any seats in the House, they're going to lose some. And they're also going to get their butts kicked in the Senate. They're going to lose like you wouldn't believe. Don't believe them for a second. I don't care. Whatever one-offs that occur, it isn't going to happen. Well, we got Pennsylvania coming up. We'll get the results of that today. So let's see what happens there. What's the next one we got? Here's a Liver Lip Louie. He tweeted this. Trump can't win for losing. MSM, the mainstream media, criticizes him for talking tough to Rocket Man and now criticizing him for having a meeting with his tiny dancer. Obama hangs with Castro, gives billions to terrorists, lets guns go to the cartel, and they say Trump is mentally ill. Give me a break. Here's the good news about this. Here's the good news. I've been telling you guys this for ages. How many things can the left continue to complain about? Continue to try to drive a wedge between people? How many things can they complain about that end up being completely nonsense? I mean, I just read a tweet earlier of a guy whose uncle, who is a hardcore leftist, who says, I'm swinging over. How many people do you think are noticing this, folks? Noticing that no matter what Donald Trump does, it's negative on their side. And they're going, look, I can go negative on certain things. You can get me to go negative that he's a racist or he doesn't like women or he's a womanizer, whatever. You can get me to go a little bit. But when you start telling me that no, a meeting with the North Korean dictator, something Obama couldn't do, that's no good. And that guy wants the meeting. You can't tell me that the crumbs that I'm getting back in my check is something that, you know, these elitist Democrats are calling crumbs, and you want me to feel bad that Donald Trump gave me money back in my check, that I'm going to get a bigger tax refund, and so on and so forth. People just finally go, okay, I get it. They're just liars. We don't have to say it anymore. We don't even have to be the bad guys. Think about that. We don't have to be. It's the Democrats have become so unhinged that even their own people are recognizing it. Do you know what they want to run on? They want to run on the idea of tax increases for the next year. That's what they want to run on. As millions of people get, I mean, tens of millions getting rebates in their check, getting money back in their checks, can pay a few more bills, can do a little bit more. And the Democrats are saying, nope, we're going to jack them up. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to prompt, no, you people will get to keep yours. It's just these really big elites that we're going to go after. And Trump's going, for what? You're going to go after them so you can do more infrastructure? We're building infrastructure. What do you want to do? Kennedy brought up a big point. I don't know if she said it on air or not, but we were talking about the train. The train that they want to build in California. $77 billion. First section of it doesn't even connect to anything. What's the speed it's going to achieve? They say it may run 20 mile an hour faster than existing infrastructure, existing trains, because it's got old infrastructure. In other words, nothing new under the sun. It isn't like the bullet train in Japan or the bullet trains in China, where these things are going, 200 plus mile an hour, and they're saving lots of time, and they're commuting lots of people to these big cities. And it's open terrain, etc. Nope. They're doing none of that. Just the boondoggle projects. I asked a guy who walked up to me at the airport the other day, and he goes, hey, Kev, he's a white guy. He says, hey, man, he recognized me. Said, and I thought I'd met the only other conservative in California who was a black limo driver. Took me to the thing. But no, a white guy walks up to the airport, and he says, hey, man, I recognize you, and I may be the only guy you'll meet here in California that's a conservative. And we talked, and I said, look, take politics out of the discussion. Tell me that you want to bring in, you want to protect the rights of a man who shot Catherine Steinle, who had been deported multiple times, and you as the governor of a state, I don't care what your political persuasion is, you want to protect that man over the rights of a woman who was killed by that illegal that came into this country. Explain that to me logically. I said, I asked this of many Californians, where you've got the highest state income taxes, the highest sales taxes, and you've got a governor who says it's okay to steal up to $950 and it's a misdemeanor. He says it's okay to contract HIV. Nobody cares. You can't say I'm trying to hurt you if I don't tell you I've got HIV and whatever else. And I could go on. He penalizes you for breathing air. Who does this? Give me one logical reason why you would continue to vote for a clown like that. I can't think of one.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
About Singapore as a model of justice. Singapore, a state where not only do they give death penalties to drug dealers, but they also whip people. He talked about with glee the roughness of ICE, the way that people were being dragged. He was using verbs that presidents shouldn't ever use when discussing justice.
Yeah.
So there was a dark side to this speech, and it was very painful, not only to hear people applaud it, but to hear people applaud when he said, when you jokingly talked about being president for life.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a side to this that is upsetting. Part of it was great performance, but part of it was upsetting. I think that what Democrats have to take from this, however, is that Donald Trump has changed the Republican Party. He attacked Ronald Reagan,
yeah,
probably with no consequences at all. He attacked Peggy Noonan, Ronald Reagan's new
director. Right, so she was nice.
And,
yeah.
But attacked.
Yeah.
He has changed this party.
Yeah.
He's turning it into a protectionist party, and it's working. The Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan, and working. The Democrats have to be very careful in how they fight the Republican Party. It's not one that they've met with before.
I love that clip. I love it, love it, love it. That was Naftali, and he was on MSNBC, and he says that Trump's speech was scary to him. It was scary. It had dark language. And well, one of the things that I focused on when he says is when the people applauded when Trump said about G being, you know, president for life, and maybe we should try that in America. And it, knowing it was a joke, but it was scary to him. But here's what was most interesting about that clip. What was most interesting is he says Donald Trump talked about Reagan, and he said negative things about Reagan, which, look, I can tell you right now, Reagan's policy on immigration stunk. It stunk. And he ushered in massive spending, you know, spending more than we bring in. And that was the year that we really put it on steroids. But that's about all you can say negative about Reagan. I mean, he was optimistic, etc. But if there's anybody who has a right to say Reagan didn't get it right, it's Donald Trump. And he's going, the Republicans allow him to say this. There's going to be no repercussion. They can't believe it. It would be like somebody saying something negative against Barack Obama and people going, well, yeah, you got to admit it. He's right about it. See, what Trump has been able to do is he's been able to say, look, let's be truthful here, folks. Reagan was amazing, but he did give us deficit spending, and his policy on immigration, it would have been right had he stopped it. But he didn't. Now, I didn't hear what he said negative about Reagan. I don't even know. But I can tell you what the negativity for me on Reagan is. But the positivity of Reagan far outweighs the negativity. And the beautiful thing is that we can talk about it as conservatives and say we recognize it. I remember when people would tell me, well, you know, Reagan's stance on immigration was much like the Democrats. And I went, yeah, and it was a mistake. He made a mistake. He legalized illegals and got nothing for it. That's not what Trump's going to do. But what I really liked is he says he's not like the Republicans of before. The Republican Party has changed. That is a good thing. The whole time I was in LA and doing media, because I was on Fox and Friends, I think, on Saturday, and then a Hilton show on Sunday, and then coming back. And I'm talking to, you know, just looking at people and having conversations and things like this. And in my conversations, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, the Republican Party has indeed changed. It's changed for the better. What's keeping these leftists, and I talked to a few of them in California, what keeps them off kilter is they don't know what to do with Trump. They don't know how to deal with him. They don't. They're like, how do we deal with a guy who they believe lies, because when Trump says, well, hey, we'll look into this, he's not promising something. He's just saying, I'll look into it, but if I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. But he doesn't finish it, and he jumps around a bit, and he keeps them off kilter, and that's exactly what he said he would do. Not like the Republicans they know. Not like the Republicans they can predict. Not like the Republicans that they can put off kilter. They know if we go after you and put the media on you or whatever, you're going to fold like a cheap lawn chair. Those Republicans are gone. This new breed of Republican is, I don't know, it's like a, not to go all crazy on you, but it's that new strain of gonorrhea. You know, forget penicillin. They're going to hang around. They see us as a disease. They really do. What's even more funny is they see us as a, you know, they see us as crazy. They're like, What do we do? They don't react. They're not running. They're not doing what we're used to them doing. What do we do? Oh, my gosh. See, they have controlled us to such a degree that we're going. I mean, I love it. I think it's so cool that I can predict this. I know what we're going to do because we are the new breed. I think that I hate to say it this way because it'll sound like I'm bragging, but I'm part of the reason that this new Republican exists. I can't tell you guys. I've gotten tens of thousands of messages from you guys saying, "Kevin, I saw you on TV, man. You made me feel good about being a Republican." And so I know you're getting bolstered, but they don't know how to handle you. You're no longer predictable. You're no longer. They can't count on you to turn tail and run, and they don't know what to do. Pennsylvania election. I was asked if I think the Republican will win. What's his name? Sacconi? I'm reading this. AP. President Donald Trump told Western Pennsylvania voters Saturday night that his new tariffs were saving the steel industry and urged him to send a Republican to the House so he can keep delivering those kinds of results. And all the pundits are going, you know, President Trump, it's a dangerous thing. He's putting it on the line, you know, that he's going into PA. Let me tell you what President Trump did. Donald Trump Jr. went in, I think on Monday or something, and they're all shoring up. They're saying, look, this is an important race. We're not leaving it to chance. Republicans, get off your butts. Get somebody there. Make it a big deal. And because Donald Trump did that, it's going to have that extra factor, positive factor. It isn't going to motivate Democrats. It cracks me up that people believe that in steel country, in coal country, who's saving steel jobs? Donald Trump. Who saved coal jobs? Donald Trump. In their concern, they're saying, well, the Democrats could do this or that. Let me tell you something. That is so underestimating the people of Pennsylvania, it's ridiculous. The people of Pennsylvania are smarter than that. Trump came out and says, we need our Congressman Sacconi, a tune-up for the GOP's efforts to maintain its control of Capitol Hill, is what they wrote at the AP. Hitting peak campaign mode for himself, he revived many of his favorite 2016 riffs and even touted his planned 2020 slogan, Keep America Great. President warned, we can only do this if we elect people who are going to back our agenda. What was funny to me, they said, even Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, they disagree with the president on tariffs. And I'm thinking to myself, what you're doing is you're selling the notion that President Trump knows exactly what he's doing. The fact that the Republicans disagree is exactly the ammo he needs. They disagreed on taxes and look what happened. They disagree on tariffs. Already, U.S. Steel says, here's more jobs. Other steel companies are going to do the same. Manufacturing is responding to all of the disagreements that the Republicans, well, hey, they're interchangeable, had with President Trump. Who wins in the end when these disagreements occur? Anybody? Anybody? Come on. I'm listening. By the way, 844-551-8255. Who wins in the end? Donald Trump. And I love what he said. The people of Pittsburgh cannot be conned by this guy, Lamb. This is the guy that's trying to be slick, this Lamb guy. I'm a Marine. You know, I'm distancing myself from Nancy Pelosi. And, oh, by the way, I'm a Second Amendment guy. They wanted to drag those conservatives over to the Democrat Party. Good luck with that strategy. Might have worked if it was a Romney. Might have worked if it was, you know, one of these other rhino candidates. It isn't going to work with Donald Trump. Either you vote for the agenda and you put a Republican in there or not. And let me tell you, there are going to be a lot of people hiding out. And we're going to get a lot more active in these campaigns. Certainly the Tea Party community will. We're going to get a lot more active. But nobody's fooled by these folks. The tactics of the left no longer work. And by the way, the right uses these tactics too. They act like they care about us, and they don't either.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.